and welcome to the AIS training hall as we get set for this afternoon's match between the AIS and the Townsville Fire. Craig Revell with you, Dale Barnes joining me shortly as we look through the teams for this afternoon's matchup. And Townsville, with Kelly Wilson making the move from Sydney Uni up north, she will be the starting guard with respect for Townsville this afternoon. Lauren King, Rachel Flanagan, Tanya Heritage, Annika Kerr, Andrea Walsh, Claudia Brassard, Celeste Hellebron, Jennifer Cruz and Rahani Cox are the Townsville Fire, coached by David Herbert. The AIS, number 4, Hayley Munro, Christina Fox in 5, Katie Ray Esri in 7. 8 is Rebecca Schatz, 10 Llewellyn Tomlinson, 11 Michaela Dompkin, 12 Melissa Smith, 13 Rachel Herrick, 14 Molly Lewis, 15 Abby Bishop and 23 Elise Shearing, coached by Dean Kingsman. The referees for the season are Darren Corcoran and Claire Stevenson, and this should be a very interesting game. The Townsville Fire Friday night took on the Sydney Uni Flames at the Sydney Uni Sports and Aquatics Centre, and they went down to the Flames in that game, so they're now wanting to make sure they split this road trip 1-1. Do not want to go up north with an 0-1 record.
It'd be nice to lost the game in Sydney, so it'd be nice to turn around and get this game for sure. We need to split the road trip. Unfortunately, we come away with a 2-point loss against Sydney, but it would be certainly nice to win this one and get our record back to 4-6 and stay with that pack.
Team quite a bit different from the last time you were here in town.
Yeah, we got four new faces in the group, and it's been good. I suppose we've revitalised our team, and I think we're a much better group right now, and we're really focused and ready to go.
Good luck for today.
Thank you.
Well, Dean Kingsman up against the Townsville Fire tonight, who are smarting after their loss on Friday night to the Sydney Flames.
Yeah, they would be. It's getting pretty tough. It's pretty tight in that top four that we're there aspiring to be. We expect a really up and down the court game. They're quick in transition. So we've talked about that. We've had a really good week on the track, so hopefully we can show a few things tonight.
A lot of AIS girls coming back to their home port that was for a few years, so a lot of people around here have known them very well, and they always enjoy coming back to play here as well.
Yeah, they certainly did. I think they tend to fire up to sort of show everybody, you know, what they've done since they've left here, and I think that's a really good thing about our program, is that every team that comes through here, there's probably 6, 7 or more girls from every group that comes in have been here, so that speaks volumes of what we're trying to do, and you know, like our young people here and years to come, they'll be doing likewise.
What about your bench? Camino, Gaglia and Imanu all still recovering from injury. Lisa, of course, had the operation.
Yeah, Lisa had an operation. She's got to go in again in December, and they've got to inject some growth into her cartilage, so she's going to be out for till December of next year. Renee won't be back on court until WNBL season next year, and likewise with Ellie. So all three are season ending ones, so that's life. We've just got to deal with it and get on with it. But they've got great positive attitudes, and they've been working around the group, keep doing all their physio and their strength and conditioning stuff. So, yeah, what more can you ask from them? They're all good people.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
For the AIS, still searching for their first game of the season, the injuries having been a factor in their season so far. But Christina Fox coming back for her second game on the AIS roster for season 2005-06 is hopeful that she will be able to help out in that point guard position where they have been struggling for experience. Katie Ray Esri, of course, working in that position with Rebecca Schatz, all newcomers to the Price Attack WNBL. But the starting five for this afternoon's game, we'll see Christina Fox and Melissa Smith, Katie Ray Esri, and also Taylor Donkin with Abby Bishop out on the floor. For the Townsville Fire, Claudia Brassard, Cox, Cruz, also out there is Tanya Heritage and Kelly Wilson. So as the team's making their way to the floor now for the opening jump ball of the game, first and only it's Bishop, of course, in the centre with Jennifer Cruz. Cruz in the 21 coming to the centre position there. Cox in the 23 has been a big point scorer so far in the Price Attack WNBL, and she'll be one the AIS have to look out for as Dale Barnes joins us here for the tip-off.
Yes, this should be an interesting game, actually. Townsville have really been started playing very well. They were unlucky to lose to Sydney the other night, and it should be an interesting game. They've got some very good players. Kelly Wilson joined the team, and she's doing a good job. She played for Sydney last year. Rahani Cox, it's great to see her back in the league. She hasn't played for a couple of years after having a little baby, and keen to see how she goes.
Abby Bishop looks like she will get credited with the jump ball, but Kelly Wilson runs down the pass, and Wilson takes possession and puts it in. Wilson, 2 points. Townsville lead 2-0 as they get the opening score. That's exactly what Coach Herbert wanted. This time it was Wilson reaching in on Katie Ray Esray, who just lobs the ball back to, lobbed the ball back and hit Rani Cox in the head. So a bit of byplay there. They both had a bit of a laugh as the inbound ball is cut off by Wilson again. She charges in and Wilson, 2 points. And we'll go to the line for the bonus. First personal foul on Katie Ray.
Great anticipation there by Kelly Wilson, and just showed her speed. She just ran and grabbed that ball and took it out of Katie Ray's arms.
Made the move up from the flames to the fire.
Yes.
Makes the free throw. Kelly Wilson, 5 points for number five in the opening minutes.
Yes, she's originally from Victorian country town of Leongatha, so long way from home.
AA struggling as the pass from Katie Ray at half court went straight in the hands of Truckee there. That was Flanagan, wasn't it? Rachel Flanagan. And she brought it down the floor, but it went over the baseline before they could set up the play to Brizard. Mel Smith goes long to Christina Fox, who pulls it over to the right wing, goes into the right corner where Michaela Domkins takes up position for Gahani Cox. It's inside to Bishop, outside to Fox, who drives to the right elbow, gives it out to Esray, and Katie Ray makes the first 2 points for the AAS. AAS trail 5-2 here in the opening minute. Interesting first minute though, as Townsville get the ball. They haven't had to set up a play yet. Rahani Cox getting harassed by Michaela Domkins, but eventually works round her, goes for the layup. The layup's made, and whistle on the play. It will go against Michaela Domkins, her first personal foul.
Strong drive by Rahani. She's a very athletic girl. I know when she was here at the AIS, she absolutely amazed me with her ability and her athleticism.
Cox misses the free throw. Bishop comes up with a defensive board. Smith goes down the left wing to Domkins. Domkins sets up now into the corner. Goes to Fox. Down the baseline to Smith. Smith gets to Bishop driving in the paint. Bishop goes back out to Mel Smith. Mel Smith, 2 points. And she opens her account for this afternoon. Wilson now kicks it down the right wing to Cox. Back to Wilson. Cruz. Cox cuts baseline, but it goes out to Flanagan. Flanagan drives down. Layup doesn't fall. Bishop taps it away. Fox can't get to the cutoff. Brassard taps it away to Wilson. Wilson gets a good screen from Brassard. Puts up the shot. Doesn't fall. Brassard taps it away. And it will be an AIS ball from the side.
Yes, nice little play there by Townsville, but the AIS girls showed some good composure on defence. Got Katie Ray bringing the ball up now, being pressured, passes it over to Mel Smith. He drives right down the middle. Oh, I think she should have kept going. Instead, she tried to do a bounce pass to Abby Bishop, and it went through her legs and out of bounds.
Yeah, turnover there. 7-4, 8 minutes left to go in the first quarter here at the AIS training court. Flanagan carrying the ball down. Katie Ray, the two number sevens match up. Oh, Flanagan outguns Katie Ray. The layup hits the front of the rim, though. Domkins with the long pass, looking for Cox on the break. Rahani Cox gets in there to tap it over the side, and it'll be an AIS ball from the side in the front court. Domkins, inbound the pass, goes to Katie Ray. Wilson's watching her like a hawk. She brings the ball, carries it down, hand off to Fox on the reverse. Shot goes up from the elbow. Christina Fox, 2 points. And Flanagan now will bring it back for the AIS. That was a better set-up in offense.
Yeah, nice executed play there by the AIS.
Brassard gets the ball on the left lane, goes in, out, around Smith, and Smith, I think, has been called for the foul. Melissa Smith, first personal foul, and Brassard, although missing the layup, will go to the line to shoot two.
Yes, Mel just got her arms into her as she was shooting and pushed her off balance, actually.
Brassard sets up for the first. Oh, that was a wild swing.
A little bit too hard there.
So Brassard Second shot is in. It was a flat shot too, that one. It rattled in. And Townsville out to an 8-6 lead. 7-20. Bishop gets the pass at half court, gives it off to Smith, who is in motion. Smith gets down, finds Thompson, cutting in the left lane as she backs it away to the corner. Oh, Michaela! Oh. Michaela Thompson's big fadeaway jump shot.
Yes, beautiful. She take one way, came back the other, and put that shot in. They're the shots that haven't been dropping for Michaela the last couple of weeks.
Broussard, 3 points for the game. As she made the turnaround jump shot from the baseline, Smith gets the ball off Fox. Fox looking for the screen from Bishop. She gets it now in the paint. Shot was an air ball, though, and it will be a turnover.
Yeah, disappointed with herself there, Christina, because she had got a nice screen, nice open look, just fell short.
Langan to bring it back. Jennifer Cruz, from memory, are you one of the US imports in this team?
Yes, she is. Yes, they've got 2 imports, Broussard and Cruz, in this team.
One from, oh, I think they might actually be both from Canada, as Cruz gets the ball from the free throw line. Cruz, 2 points, 6:30 left to go, and it's a 12-8 ball game with a steal by Cox. Cox has to go past Tompkins, who puts up a block, but Cox too good. Cox, 4 points for the game, as the AIS are just going to have to be so careful in carrying that ball, because already the guards for Townsville have shown they will steal at every opportunity. Long pass from Fox to Duncan. Duncan, 3 points, goes to 5 for the game.
Yes, Townsville have been extending their pressure full court on the AIS girls. Nice turnaround little jump shot there from Broussard.
Broussard, 5 points for the game now, as Katie Ray brings the ball back, and a couple of changes to be made in this lineup. Katie Ray gives the ball off to Christina Fox, top of the arc. Smith comes down to the right side. Broussard watching her, gives it back to Fox. Fox, 5 seconds left on the shot clock, puts up a big shot, but it's all Townsville doing the rebounding. Flanagan gets it off Cox, gives it to Wilson on the right wing. Wilson drives all the way into Bishop, and I think Bishop will be called for the first personal foul.
Yes, the substitutions here for the AIS with Lewis, Tomlinson, Chats coming on, Mel Smith, Katie Ray Ebsering, Christina Fox coming off.
Heritage on for Townsville, and Tomlinson, Bishop and Schatz in for the AIS. Foul call.
Broussard had a shot there which was blocked by Tomlinson. He got the rebound, however.
Oh, and the jump ball was secured by Molly Lewis.
Yes. Tanya Heritage drove the basket, but Lewis got her hands on the ball and they caught a jump ball. AIS ball from the side.
That was a quick ball because actually Lewis had come up with it, so you've now lost that possession arrow. Lewis gets it down on the right wing, gives it in to Bishop again. Bishop's turn around, jump shot doesn't fall. Wilson comes up with it. She travels the floor. Well, Coach Kingston thought it'd be a quick transition game. It certainly has this time. Wilson went out to Broussard. Broussard drives baseline, taps away from Bo Tomlinson. Shots. Lobs over the top to Tomlinson. Tomlinson beats Heritage, but then misses the shot herself, and she's frustrated with it, but I think it's just trying to get the read on the speed.
Yes, it was a reasonably easy shot that Luella should have made. A nice little 3 or 4 foot jump shot, and she was just fell completely short. I think she just mistimed it completely.
King and Kerr in for Townsville.
Tanya Heritage bringing the ball up for Townsville. AIS have gone into a zone defence here with Michaela Dobkins and Rebecca Schatz up the top of the key, pressuring the ball, passed over to Kingy.
Back to Heritage for Truckee's three-point shot. Well, she didn't get closed down completely, but it didn't
Abby
fall.
Abby comes up with the rebound. She passed it out of bounds. Actually thought it might have been deflected off a Townsville player, but Townsville bring the ball in. Kerr into Tanya Heritage.
Heritage drains the ball up the floor. Oh, she gets 2 good screens there. Reverses it now to King. King over the top, but Bishop is there and steals the pass away from Annika Kerr. Gives it 2 shots, who brings it straight down the centre of the floor. Right side is Tompkins. Cox still watching her. Cutting baseline was Lewis, but it goes to Tomlinson for 3. Rattling off the iron, doesn't fall, and Cox comes up with the rebound.
That was a good shot from Luella.
Cox, all the way.
Oh, all the way. baseline, baseline to baseline. Strong move.
Rahani Cox, 6 points for the game as Tomlinson gets the lob over the top back from Domkins, who asks for it back. Goes immediately back to her. She hands it on to Schatz. Gets it back from Schatz as she was going left side into Bishop. Bishop has the ball stripped by Kerr, and it will be a council ball of Smith. Smith returns to the game for Bishop, and Walsh comes in for Brassard.
So we have Townsville ball from the baseline. Kerr passes it into Tanya Heritage, who brings the ball up the court. AIS is still in their zone defence, maintaining that pressure.
Heritage brings it straight down the floor, goes left side, but she dribbles the ball onto her toe, and it's over the side, a let off for the AIS. It's 18-11 with 3:30 left to go in the first turn. Tompkins gets the inbound pass from Smith. Just try and go past Walsh. She gets by now. Goes right side. Gives it to Schatz. Schatz goes back to Smith. Smith into the corner. Finds Schatz over the top to Llewellyn Tomlinson. But a pushing full. And Annika Kerr, first personal foul. So Kerr gives away her first personal.
Yeah, she just pushed Llewellyn in the back as Llewellyn was posting up in the low block.
Annika Kerr's done a lot of work in the off-season. She's really... become a lot more solid and trimmed down quite a bit as well. Inbound pass goes in back to Domkins. Domkins from the corner puts up a three, doesn't go, and Kerr will take the rebound. Gives it to Heritage. Heritage straight down the floor, kicks it to the left side. Walsh bounce pass into Cox. Cox wrong foot Tomlinson, but it was Smith who blocked her progress getting their shots. Domkins shot goes back to Domkins, but the tap away pays, the pass is tapped away that time by Walsh. As
an opportunity missed there for the AIS. 2-on-1 fast break opportunity, and Tanya Heritage managed to get a hand it and put the ball out of bounds.
Timeout called by the AIS. The AIS would like to thank And One, the official footwear supplier to the AIS basketball program. Also like to remind you that the Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Price Attack, WNBL. Don't forget you can keep up with all the news and the latest Price Attack WNBL action from their website, www.wnbl. Well, an interesting period in the game to call a timeout now. They're down by 7 points, AIS, and it was good signs there, but still, it was Townsville who were able to harass them in offence and not let them get set.
Yes, Townsville extended their defence and did a lot of full-court pressing, harassing the guards, and got a few turnovers early in the game. AIS seemed to settle down, have managed the pressure. They've gone into a zone defence, AIS, to try and stop Townsville from getting mainly all their baskets around the key area, so they're trying to block that in and let them challenge them to take the three-point shot.
King, Heritage, Cox, Kerr and Walsh returning the floor for Townsville. For the AIS, it was Schatz, Fox, Tomlinson, Smith and Lewis. That's the AIS ball it was, and they unfortunately called a turnover down the other end, though. Foul has been called as King was going for the layup.
Yes, Rahana Cox grabbed the rebound, took it down the court, passed it off to Lauren King, who got fouled on the layup. She's now at the line to shoot two shots.
Foul was called on Llewellyn Tomlinson. First shot is all net.
She's been shooting very well, Lauren. Really got a nice range from the three-point line, and expect both of these foul shots to go in, and they do.
King, 2 points for the game. Foul was called on Llewellyn Tomlinson as Shearing and Cruz return to the floor. Both teams are getting a chance to run their bench here. 2 minutes 43 left to go in the turn as Tomlinson now carries the ball down. Comes to Kerr. Kerr's still got a lot of strapping on that left leg as Tomlinson almost gets isolated. She throws it away. King is fouled by Lewis going in after the ball, and that will be Lewis's first personal foul will be a trip to the line.
Yeah, a lot of pressure there by Townsville, and Llewellyn just couldn't find a pass away. Unfortunately, she went for a cross-court lob, and it didn't was intercepted, and the AIS fouled, and they're in the bonus, so the girls walk full length of the court for two shots.
Lauren King, well, she was just there a few moments ago. She's found a range and makes the third of her free throws for the night, her fourth one about to go on its way. All net, and Tompkins, Michaela Tompkins in for Abby Lewis. Sorry, for Molly Lewis. Get that one right eventually.
We have Mel Smith passing the ball into Christina Fox, dribbling under a lot of pressure. They're trying to double team Christina, but it's actually too quick, and passes into Mel to Michaela Dobson. He passes it into Christina, who unfortunately got intercepted. To Lauren King, who went full length of the court and got fouled on the layup by Michaela Dobson.
Michaela Dobson set. Oh no, it wasn't. Yes, and the second personal foul.
Yes, the AIO's just got to settle down with their passes. Again, they're making too many turnovers. Can't give a team like this opportunities to just get the ball because they're just running on the AIO's. It's really a very quick game.
Well, King's finally blotted her copybook from the free throw line. And she misses the first this time. Next one up and rattles in. Lauren King, 5 points for the game. All 5 points coming from the free throw line. Shearing gets the ball at half court. Smith has the ball stripped away by Heritage. And it will be an AIS ball.
I think they've actually called a foul. Yeah, called a foul. Tanya Heritage got her hand in there and swept the ball out of the girl's arm, but actually got her arm in doing so.
Kelly Brond in for Lauren King. Foul was on Heritage. Smith over the top, the pass just too high for Llewellyn Tomlinson.
Tall girl with long arms, and the pass is way too high for Llewellyn. Tanya Heritage bring the ball up, pass to Kerr, pass to Cruz.
Outlet pass to Heritage, goes across looking for, that wasn't Heritage either.
No,
that
was Walsh.
Walsh, yeah. And the pass to Heritage got cut away. Tomlinson down to the baseline, Fox puts up the shot, tapped away by Shearing. Fox is able to run it down away from Helibon, and it will be Fox to reset the play. Goes right side to Shearing, now to Tomlinson, top of the key. Tomlinson, 3-point shot. Tomlinson all net.
Yes, nice shot from such a big girl. Nice 3 points. She's got good range, Llewellyn, for such a tall girl.
Has indeed. Heritage goes with the ball on hand, cuts left, then comes back to the centre, gets a screen from Cruz, kicks it right side to Walsh. Walsh gets a good screen from Helibron, gets rid of Dompkins, but her shot doesn't fall, and Tomlinson comes up with a rebound.
And dribbles down the court, taking it all most of the way. It passes to Dompkins on the left, who passes to, oh, bad luck, Mel Smith had a nice drive down the middle of the court, but unfortunately missed it, and now in a scramble for the rebound, she's managed to actually foul Kraft, who's going to walk the full length of the court again for two shots.
It was a push out, it was the call.
Actually on the side, wasn't it?
Well, I think they've gone on Elise Shearing.
Oh, yes, okay.
Elise Shearing, first personal foul.
Yeah, and Cruz will go to the line to shoot too.
Yeah, so an interesting call that one, because I thought it was definitely Mel Smith that was up in the face of Cruz.
Yes, I did too.
Well, it's a better result because Shearing only on one foul, was on no fouls at the time. Cruz misses the first, because Mel Smith, an important part of the AIS team this year.
And she has been managing to get a few fouls, which unfortunately we need her out there on the court.
False starts that time as well.
Oh, yes. Mel Smith and Michaela Dobson was in the key before the girl, she shot the shots, but fortunately went in. Got Katie Ray Ebsery on the court. She passes to Mel Smith on the left side of the court into Shearing. Shearing goes for a jump shot and misses.
Yeah, Walsh comes up with a rebound, hands off to Cruz when she was in trouble, gives it to Kerr, down quickly, left side, Helibron, wrong foot, Ezri, and puts in for the layup. Helibron, first points for the game. It's 26-14, so Townsville have just been racking them up there with the turnovers that we've seen, as Katie Ray drives all the way. She's fouled by Andrea Walsh, and that will send her to the line. First personal foul on Walsh for Townsville. Ezra to the line.
Yes, the AO haven't been able to score for the last quite a few minutes, so this will break the drought.
Yeah, and of course AIS, every time they've given away a foul, have sent Townsville to the other end of the court.
Yes, so to the foul line.
It's been quite an expensive minute and a half as Ezra makes the first. Second one goes in. Katie Ray, 4 points for the game.
So it's 16-26 with about 16 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
Wilson has the ball in hand as she cuts left side. Kerr gives her a screen, hands it back, this time to Walsh. Walsh gets all into the corner for Wilson. Speculator hits the side of the backboard, and we have got a, I don't know if that's a shot clock violation or whether it's a backboard violation.
Yes, backboard violation. She hit the side, so it's AIS ball. It's only 2.7 seconds left in the first quarter. Nelson's going to look for a long pass. She does.
On the three-point attempt. It was a nice try. Quick transition, three-quarter length pass, went to Dompkins. Ezra in motion, jumped from the three-point arc. Shot went up but hit the side of the glass and didn't fall in. At three-quarter time, the Townsville Fire lead the AIS 26-16. Moulton is the official game ball of the Price Attack WNBL. ABC Television, the official game broadcast partner of the Price Attack NBL. And Interfuse is the official technology partner. Don't forget, you can catch up with all the news at www.wmbl.com.au. We'd also like to welcome some of the AIS family to tonight's game. Jenny Kingsman, Robin and Ken Smith, and Flavia Shearing. So at quarter time, 26-16, 10.4 game, and a lot of those points were racked up in that last minute and a half where the AIS kept sending them to the charity stripe.
Yes, I thought the first half of the first half of that first quarter was quite even. The AIS girls were playing quite well. Townsville, a very talented team. And it was a fast game. It was up and down, but the AIS were able to maintain it with them. It's just as you're saying, every time that they fouled, they were just walking full length of the court. And also the AIS, a few too many turnovers, and a few times they went down the court and actually just didn't get a shot up. And they need to get more shots up.
Yeah, 8 fouls in that first quarter against the AIS is it's a mark of how young and inexperienced they are. They're getting drawn into a lot of stuff,
but
it still is a worry because 8 fouls every quarter is going to be a number of shots that you're going to give away.
That's exactly right. And it's the Townsville team are a very physical team. They're actually putting a lot of pressure on the AIS girls, and the AIS girls are reaching in. They've got to just keep their hands out. Most of them have been hand fouls, not actually body fouls. Mm. They're just trying to reach in. So that's the pressure that Townsville are able to apply to the AIS. And as you're saying, it's a mark of their inexperience too, and sometimes frustration out there that their shots aren't going in, and then they go in reaching in to try and get the ball back. Most of them have actually been on rebounds if they
Hellebron, Wilson, Cruz, Kerr and Walsh returning to the floor for Townsville as Hellebron will lock the ball over. Luckily Cruz was tall enough to reach at it. Goes back to Hellebron, then to Walsh. 3 points for Walsh.
Nice 3-point shot by Walsh.
Yeah, Dompkins has the ball. She drives down, brings it in, then goes out to Katie Rae. Travel, I think, called on Wilson as she took off from the rebound, and that will be an important turnover as the AIS just gunning, really just running and gunning, and perhaps they need a bit more set in their play. Inbound pass, Dompkins goes to Bishop. Bishop has the ball stolen by Wilson. Wilson runs down the right wing, pulls up, backs away, hands off to Cruz. Cruz dumps over the top to Kerr, and Bishop will be called for
3 seconds. I think it was 3 seconds in the key. She wasn't there a long time. So I think they've called a 3-second violation on her. So it's AIS ball from the sideline.
All right. Well, I honestly thought the Bishop had fouled her then, but anyway, first is worst. Long, quick transition. At Dompkins, another 2 points, 7 for the game. Nice play there.
Yes, AIS is still in the zone defence, putting a lot of pressure on Wilson out the front. Wilson passes to Kerr. Kerr takes a nice 12-foot jump shot that's short. AIS come up to the rebound. Christina Fox takes the ball down the court, passes over to Michaela Dobson, who passes it into Mel Smith. It's on the floor, and what are they called?
I think jump ball.
Jump ball.
And Smith got the ball locked between her legs, and then as I think it was Cruz over the top, just had one hand on it. Yeah. Nothing Smith could do. She couldn't stand up.
No. So AIS retained the ball from the jump ball. Back, Fox has the ball, dribbling around, takes a 3-point shot, which misses. Smith comes up with a rebound and puts it back in.
Smith, 4 points for the game as Wilson will bring it back. And, luck's a fortune there.
Yes.
Smith, Johnny on the spot on that rebound.
Yeah, just dropped right into her hands.
Domkin's watching Wilson now. Hellebron come to the top of the arc, bounce pass into Wilson. Ezra, he just couldn't get in to make the steal there. They go down to Cruz on the right, low post, and her shot won't fall in. Smith works through heavy traffic. She was 3-on-1, manages to get through, gives it back to Domkin. Domkin, well, she tried the jump shot in off the glass, doesn't fall, and it will be Hellebron coming up with the rebound.
Yeah, Michaela's shot was in and out and bounced back out of the ring. So Kelly Wilson brings the ball up for Townsville.
29-20, 8 minutes left to go in the half. Walsh, ball on the floor, goes straight inside to Kerr. Kerr looked like she was camped there that time, but this time she's managed to draw the foul on Mel Smith. Smith, second personal foul, Kerr to the line.
Mel Smith didn't have much option there. Kerr had the inside passage to the basket, so she's just grabbed her arm trying to stop her shot.
Hellebron off, King back on. Interesting change there, because Felice Hellebron had not had a lot of minutes.
No, just bringing Lauren King. Lauren King's a renowned three-point shooter, and against AIS zone, they probably just want a little bit more high power outside, because AIS is doing a fairly good job with this zone.
Kerr makes both, 2 points for the game. Cox in for Kerr. So subbing the shooter there, Israe Honeycox. Smith looking to come in, has to give it to Ezra, who is almost standing on her. Ezra gets it over the top to Fox. Fox pull-up jumper from the elbow. Fox, big two-pointer.
Yes, lovely transition basket there by Christina Fox. Just came down, they were three on two, but they were butt guarding the pass. Wilson now has the ball to Krauss into Walsh. Walsh back to Krauss, who puts in a nice 12-foot shot from the baseline.
Krauss, 5 points for the game.
Christina Fox bring the ball up, setting the plays, running the show. Goes off a high post, takes the shot. Misses. Rahani Cox comes up with a rebound and brings the ball up the court.
Goes left side, back to Wilson, into the corner was Walsh for three. Rattles around and falls. Walsh, 3-point shot, makes her 6 for the game.
Yes, Townsville are really pressing the indoor pass. Got three girls up there, so they get it into Abby Bishop. She brings the ball up the court over to Christina Fox. Christina Fox dribbles over to Katie Ray Ebsery, who dribbles in, takes a nice little shot, unfortunately just doesn't go in, and Smith hits the ball out of bounds. So the Townsville ball from the end. We have the substitution for Townsville.
Rachel Flanagan in for Kelly Wilson. Rachel Herrick coming in for the AIS for Mel Smith. So a couple of changes there. But the AIS just...
And we have another one. Here comes Molly Lewis is coming in for Katie Ray Ebsery.
Yeah, Lewis in for Ebsery. As it would be Rahani Cox to inbound the ball. No pressure in the backcourt from the AIS here.
Still in their zone. They're in the 2-2-1 zone with Christina Fox out the front of the zone.
King gets the ball handed off to her by Flanagan. Backs away. Bounce pass into the corner. Flanagan ran the baseline, looped around, goes inside to Cox. Cox, oh, it looked like Duncan's got the block on the shot there, but Cox is good enough to put it back in. Cox is now 8 points for the game.
Christina Fox brings the ball up the court, passes into Abby Bishop, who's on the foul line, extended over to Dobson, who's organising them. Back to Bishop, who was fouled on the dribble.
Claudia Broussard into the game now for Jennifer Krauss.
I think they called that foul on Walsh, was that correct? Yes.
Walsh, second personal foul.
It's ball from the side with Michaela Dobson's inbound pass to Rachel Herrick. Rachel's being pressured, takes the dribble over to Molly Lewis. Molly, a cross-court pass to Christina Fox, who drives in, takes a nice little jump shot. Unfortunately, it's a bit too long. The council come up with a rebound.
King in the left corner, goes to the Broussard, or on the left side, goes to Broussard on the right part of the arc. Her shot doesn't fall. Cox and Bishop work it out on the rebound. And Domkins, I think, is going to be called...
No, I think it's a foul on Flanagan, a blocking foul.
Okay, didn't take position. Flanagan, first personal foul, as Katie Ray and Fox change over for the AIS.
And we have a timeout by the AIS.
Timeout called by the AIS.
22:38 with 5 minutes 51 seconds to go in the last quarter.
The Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin, and Virgin Blue. So at the... In fact, Townsville timeout, my apologies. So they have their first timeout of the half. And 38-22, still Townsville look like they're in control, but AISR keeping them on us.
Yes. AIS are playing quite well, I think. Just Townsville a little bit too physically strong for them, and they're getting a lot of shots around the low key. And I think AIS have got to work out, they've got the zone, but the girls on the baseline have just got to make sure the Townsville girls are actually cutting inside of them and then feeling them, getting the inside position, and the AIS girls have got nothing, they have to foul them, otherwise they're giving them an easy shot. So they've got to be a little bit more aware of that girl cutting behind them on the baseline. Right. AIS fall from the side.
Yeah, they all split now from a single line that they had formed in. Walsh taps the inbound pass away from Lewis, and now Lewis will be the inbounder. Goes to Katie Ray. Katie Ray, ball on the floor, drives down. She tries to hand it off to Lewis. Lewis eventually picks it up. Walsh was trying to get in there, but unfortunately Lewis's shot was short from outside the arc, and it was Walsh to do the rebounding. Rahani Cox goes for a quick pass cross court to Flanagan. Dompkins taps it out over the baseline, and it will be a Townsville fire ball, as it looks like Heritage trying to get herself back into the game. Flanagan working around the arc, gets around Dompkins, no, not quite, but goes to King. King for three, all net.
Yes.
King, a three-pointer.
AIS have gone in, got out of their zone and gone back into man-to-man, and that was a bit of a mismatch with Abby Bishop guarding King, and King was much too quick for her. So we have Lewis on the side, over to Dobkins. Dobkins into Bishop. Bishop bounce pass along the baseline to Herrick. Herrick back to Katie Ray up the front, who travels under pressure from King. Great pressure from Lauren King there. Yeah. I keep calling her Kingy because that was just because her nickname at the AIS. So the name is actually Lauren King, and just put a lot of pressure there and forced her into a travel.
And we might have a chance at some stage to talk about how many of your girls have made the Opal squad there, perhaps at halftime. But
yeah.
It's Flanagan now goes left side as Heritage has come into the game, and holding foul on...
on Lewis, I think. Seven on
Katie Ray. Katie Ray Esri gets her second personal foul. This time the timeout is called by the AIS.
This is a quick timeout. It was only, game's only been going about a minute from the last one, but obviously Dean Kingston's seen something there that he wants to address in the timeout.
Thermoskin is the official supplier of injury prevention products to the Price Attack WNBL. And when teams choose to fly, they use Virgin Blue. Proud sponsors of the Price Attack WNBL. So a very quick timeout there. I think if he could, he would have just gone a 20-second sideline timeout there, because they are back out on the floor very quickly.
He obviously had a message there, something that he wanted to relay that he couldn't get through through just yelling out off the court. So you've got these girls. We're interested to see if they stick with their man-to-man. Looks like they will. Townsville are still in the timeout.
Time has expired now, and Townsville like to use every bit and more. I know it has been a running commentary throughout the season, coaches who, you know, get their players back out onto the court in time to inside the minute timeout, and they believe if it's their possession, they should be able to start playing.
That's right.
Well, this time the foul has been called on, I think, Rachel Herrick. It was Rachel Herrick's first personal foul, and it is Claudia Brassard to go to the line, as she was just in a jump shot and just setting for a jump shot on the baseline. So Brassard rattles the first one out. She hasn't been shooting well from the baseline.
No, not in this game.
In fact, their shooting percentage is not good at all from the free throw line. As she makes the second, Brassard now with Brassard six points for the game. So Dompkins just puts the ball on the floor. King watching it closely, goes left then right. Oh, Dompkins will go all the way herself, bounces off the iron.
Nice strong move by Michaela.
Dompkins, 9 points for the game. At the other end, Lauren King goes, watch me drive baseline. Bishop couldn't block the shot. It doesn't fall, and Lewis will come down with it. Going off to Dompkins now. Dompkins, she drives in baseline. Is Herrick, her turnaround jump shot is too long, and Heritage comes up with it, quickly passes off to Cox. No break here. Cox drives to the other end. Fox, 10 points for the game, the first one into double figures.
Yes, she's under pressure all the way down the court, but just her strength and athleticism got that basket. We now have Molly Lewis up the top of the key, passes into Rachel Herrick. Ebsery has the ball, lob pass to Bishop, actually not a good pass, and the Honeycox was able to get her hand up and knock it out of bounds. So we have some substitutions.
Shot, Fox, Tomlinson all coming in for Herrick, Ebsery and Lewis. As they make the changes there, the lead's got out to 20 points here, Dale, with 3 minutes 58 seconds left to go in the half.
Yes, again, yeah, he's just having trouble scoring here.
Tomlinson gets the ball on the right lane. She's running out of time. Domkins didn't have a chance to put up the three-point shot.
Unaware about the 24-second clock there.
Didn't pay enough attention as the inbound pass now going with full court pressure. Brassard inbounds to Flanagan. Fox watching her. Brassard just didn't have to get the screen in the end. Fox was aware to it and just worked around it. Flanagan goes to Brassard right side. They all set up on the left, so Brassard takes it down the lane herself. Tomlinson's going to be called for a very soft foul. Tomlinson's second personal foul. Hellebron coming back in. Salise Hellebron come in for Lauren King.
Yes, Luella didn't have position either way there. Brassard just took her straight to the basket. If there was ever going to be a little push, it was going to be Cole because she was driving to the basket. But look after the shooter. Brassard misses her first shot again.
Yep, and sets up for the second. 44-24. 7 points for Brassard.
Abby Bishop passes into Luella Tomlinson, and he passes over to Christina Fox, who's under pressure, loses the ball.
Flanagan gets a hand in there, taps it away. Brassard and Flanagan work it out of the backcourt into the left side, gives it to Cox. Brassard gets it on the baseline, drives in, and finds Truckee.
Beautiful.
First 2 points for Heritage.
Beautiful little underhand dish there to Tanya Heritage, who finished that off. Here we have Luella Thompson driving down the middle of the key, puts up a left-hand layup and misses. Rahani Cox comes up with a rebound.
Because it's Trucker, not Truckee, isn't it?
Our nickname was just, Truckee. And you look at her, she's such a petite little girl. You wonder where she gets that, but she plays as tough as a truck.
Zahad's hook shot didn't fall in, but Townsville were able to get it back. Flanagan sets up to Heritage, and Bishop has just sort of moved in as she took off, and that is going to be Abby Bishop's second personal foul. Mel Smith back into the game for Tomlinson. So, once again, Coach Kingsman just having to rotate his side, but again in foul trouble.
Yes, just trying to find a winning formula out there. Some girls that are, it's five girls who are really going to play together for the length of time that they're on the court, and unfortunately you haven't been able to find that, I think, all season. We haven't really got a go-to player, the AIS. A lot of girls will contribute at various stages of the game, and that was just plain understanding there. Abby Bishop threw the pass over Christina Fox's head, and Christina scrambled for the ball but had no chance of getting it, so the ball goes back to Heritage from the side for Townsville.
Kerr in for Townsville.
The pass to Kerr, the pass to Flanagan. AIS has gone back into their zone defence.
Hellebron tries to drive straight down the centre, and the foul is going to be called on Foxy. Fox, first personal foul. And she just took off, and Fox hadn't taken position yet.
Yes, just knocked into her the side, so she goes to the line again. Foul shots are hurting the AIS.
Hellebron makes the first from the line. Hellebron with 3 points. Now it's four as it's all met. Hellebron, 4 points for the game.
When you look at the scoreboard, the AIS side of the fouls is really lit up, where the council only has 6 fouls for the game. I can count up how many AIS have, but considerably more than that.
Smith on the baseline, another 2 points. Goes to 6 for the game. Flanagan, right side. Oh, shot. Gets in. Intercepts the pass and forces the turnover. Long pass looking for Domkins. Hellebron will come up with it. She hands it off to Kerr.
Yeah, another expensive turnover for the AIS because they were streaming down the court.
Flanagan now sets up, goes left, gives it back to Heritage. Heritage inside to Brassard. Brassard has been fouled. Abby Bishop, third personal foul. And it will send Brassard. So Tomlinson in for Bishop.
Just came with the 14th foul for the AIS. They're just fouling too many. And they're just silly fouls.
Well, Prasad, she'll miss the first.
And make the second if...
If everything's
according to the rest of the game.
Although she missed the last time and then they had that expensive turnover. This time she doesn't miss.
Yes.
8 points for Claudia Prasad.
So Christina got springs ball up, trying to organise the AIS. The Weller Thompson passes off to Michaela Dobkin. Michaela into Mel Smith. Mel Smith takes the dribble. Just for the pass to Michaela Dobkin, who drives all the way and misses the layup. Tanya Heritage comes up with the rebound. Passes over to Hallie Don. Over to Walsh.
Running into Heritage for three, rattles off the iron. Hellebron will come up with the ball.
Yes.
Inside through Flanagan to Kirk. Her turnaround jump shot doesn't fall. Hellebron comes up again with a rebound. Brassard chases up Hellebron's shot that's missed. And eventually, I think that was Flanagan.
Flanagan, nice. Yeah, very nice. Was that three points?
2 points to Flanagan. As it's 52-26. So, Schatz was looking for Fox to be at the baseline. Flanagan read it better and she will turn around now and carry the ball back. Left side, this time Schatz gets in, the number 8, tapping the pass away from Heritage.
That's at half time and see how many turnovers the AIS girls have made.
Well, it's probably as high as the foul. Inbound pass goes to Flanagan, to Kerr. Kerr goes outside to Brassard and Brassard hits the shot. Long range two-pointer for Brassard. No, it was a three-pointer in fact for Brassard, so she moves to 10 points as well. Fox, left side, gives it to Tomlinson around the arc, goes inside the shot short, shot is blocked twice as she got the rebound back, but then Brassard blocked the shot and it comes to Trucker. Then Flanagan. This gives it to Hellebron, drives in, Kerr's all by herself on the right lane. Annika Kirk goes to 4 points for the game. So Fox brings the ball back down. Tomlinson's open. No, Fox puts up the shot on the buzzer. Doesn't fall. Hellebron will come up with the rebound. And at half time, it is the Townsville Fire leading the AIS 56-26.
That's a huge score from Townsville. 56 points at half time.
Yep, it is indeed. The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Price Attack. The Price Attack WNBL would also like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. And One is the official footwear supplier to the AIS basketball program. We thank them for their season-long support. So, as the stats are coming to hand now, Dale Barnes is just going to have a quick look through them. And whilst you're looking at the stats, Dale, of course, turnovers and fouls are the two that jump off the page.
Oh, yes. I'm just looking here. AIS have had 17 turnovers till half-time. Way too many. Dean Kingston wouldn't be happy with that at all. Townsville have had 9. I'm looking at the fouls. Personal fouls of 15-6, and a lot of those have been sending them to the line. And 56 points is way too many points to be giving up. Yeah.
How many shots have they had? They've had 24 shots from the free throw line. The redeeming feature is they've only hit 15 of them, shooting at 62.5%.
Yes, they're shooting incredible though, over 51% for the game. I mean, that's great shooting. Any team that can shoot, but having said that, a lot of their shots have been layups.
Yes.
You know, it's not like they're shooting them from the three-point line.
They are
42% from the three-point line, which again is great shooting. Looking at the AIS shots, they've shot 32%, which is actually pretty good. Just that we're not putting up enough shots. But when you look at the...
The difference is the foul shooting.
Yeah,
three throws.
So like they've put in 19 field goals to ours 11, but they've also, as you're saying,
they've only put up 37 to your
34. Yes, and they've
and 7 apiece from our side.
Yes, yes. So it's the free throws that we're really that are hurting us. So we've just got to cut down on the fouls, and a lot of them are reaching in fouls. occasionally you have to give away 1,000. If those girls going in for an easy lay, you've got to assess the situation. If you're on 4,000, you're just going to let her have it. But if you've got a foul to give and the team's got a foul to give, well, then you take the chance, and the way they're shooting from the foul line, maybe you say, okay, we'll give up a foul there, make them earn them from the throw line. But some of them have been silly fouls. They've been more on rebounding, reaching in. A lot of them, I think, is frustration. I think the AIS girls are getting frustrated out there. They're doing some silly passes, and then in turn reaching in and fouling Townsville.
Mm. Well, an interesting announcement during the week, Dale, was, of course, the Opal squad for the upcoming Commonwealth Games, and well, just about every player that has been named has come through the AIS program. I think with the exception of Tully Bevilacqua, I don't think Tully came through.
No, she didn't come through.
That's probably the only one.
Yes.
Erin Phillips only had a week.
Oh, Erin, actually, she was here for a few months. She was here for a few months, and then and was going to play with us during the season, and I think they had an injury over in Adelaide, so recalled her back, and AIS let her go. So, but she was here for quite a few months. But it's going to be very interesting to actually see who makes the team. I mean, they've named the squad at the moment, and.
And like any other country in the Commonwealth, let alone the world, but any other country in the Commonwealth would be happy to pick up any of the players that Jan Serling has to cut, because they would be starters elsewhere.
Absolutely. You look at the team, and we really could probably put two or three teams in, and perhaps finish 1, 2 and 3. I mean, the depth in Australian basketball at the moment is great. It'd be interesting to see with injuries. There are a few girls to be named that are injured, like Alicia Poto. I'm not quite sure whether Alicia will be recovered from her injury by the Commonwealth Games. So it's going to be interesting to see what Jan Serling does with her selections. Of course, everyone's hoping that Lauren Jackson will be ready to play, because just in herself, she's a huge draw card. People want to come out and see her play. She's just such probably the best player in the world. So she'll be a great draw card for the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah, and I guess Jan Serling staying true to her word that she was going to heavily favour in a selection to girls that came back here and played in the Price Attack WNBL. I think Jay Kingy Cross is about the only one that is over. Oh, maybe Penny Taylor.
Penny Taylor. Yeah. Actually, I was speaking to Penny recently, and Penny's actually getting married in December. She usually plays, what she's been doing the last few years, she's actually been playing professional basketball in Italy while the WNBL season's on, and then she goes to America and plays in the WNBA. So she goes between Italy and USA.
We might see you on an interview, Natalie Porter. Natalie, we'll get Natalie over here. You know, Dale, you interview.
No, I'll let you do it.
All right. So we were just, timely you walked past, Natalie, because we're just talking about the Opal selection that came out during the week, and of course you've been named in that team.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's the first step, of course, to Melbourne. The next step is making sure you beat the cut.
That's right, exactly. Making the cut. So I think the team gets 6th in February, so hopefully you can have another good WNBL season. And
it's interesting, you've got a week's training right before Christmas. I guess in some respects it's better that than right after Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. wouldn't be very good after Christmas lunch, I don't think.
Yeah. And, of course, you've made the move down from Townsville back to the Sydney Uni Flames. You've had a tough start to changing clubs.
Yeah, no, it has been pretty tough. Had a few losses, which you probably should have won, but I got a good win on Friday night. It wasn't the best of games. It was a bit scrappy, but it's always away against Townsville, I think. So now hopefully we can go from here. We got Perth on Friday night, so that should definitely be a win, and hopefully we can get some momentum going against Adelaide on Sunday.
Have you enjoyed working with Karen Dalton and the organisation down there in Sydney?
Yeah, no, it's been fantastic. You know, they welcomed me with open arms, and, you know, training's been fantastic, and I think I've developed my game, you know, a little bit more. So, you know, having a great time.
Of course, Townsville is renowned for having a very good structured club and offering you girls a lot when you go up there by way of off-court experience as well as what David's offering you on-court. How do you find Sydney Uni and the support they're giving you in that sort of front room or front office type work?
Yeah, no, well, I basically didn't have to do anything when I came to Sydney. I just had to fill out the forms and sign my name off, and I was in uni. So now they've looked after us very well down there, and it was a very smooth transition, and yeah, no, having a great time down there.
So what are you studying?
I'm doing a postgraduate in marketing, so just part-time at the moment, which is enough because it's a little bit harder than James Cook University in Townsville, Sydney Uni. So no, but it's good. should be finished by next year.
All right, and for yourself, you've been talking about your development of your game. What do you think you have to work on now between now and, of course, the end of the season and then on to the Commonwealth Games?
I guess just still working on my power game. I think that's the thing that's a standout for me. You know, obviously there's some of the girls in the squad are a little bit leaner than me. So, you know, if I can power in there and you know, whack some bodies around, I think that's probably my strength in that team.
And coming up just to catch up with a few of the old teammates, or you just wanted to do a bit more scouting?
Yeah, definitely. You've got to scout the AIS, definitely. A couple of friends are down from Townsville, and they thought they'd come down for the road trip, so come down and visit.
Well, all the best for the rest of the season. Of course, Cats are heading back your way fairly soon, I think, just before Christmas.
Yeah, they are. I think we get to play against Beard, so that should be interesting. She is an awesome player. She's been watching her on television, very athletic, so that would be good to play against her for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting times in the price tax WNBL at the moment with the imports and the way that people are managing to drag people in for little cameo appearances.
That's right, you know, a few weeks here and there, but no, it's fantastic for the league, you know, to get players of such calibre here, and, you know, the media has been fantastic in supporting it, so, yeah, no, it should be good.
Well, Natalie, all the best for your safe trip home and
for
the rest of the season.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much to Natalie Porter, and we'll take a break here. At half time, it is the Townsville Fire, 56-26. So, second half about to begin. Townsville through King, inbounds the ball. Flanagan gets it from her, gets around Fox, then goes right side to Walsh. Krause is in the corner, but Bishop gets in, steals the pass over the top. She lobs it to Fox. Fox sets up on the right side. Long pass over the top, gives it to Esri. Esri's shot rattles around the iron. Bishop goes back in after it. Cox will tap it over the baseline, and AOS will maintain possession. Here with inside the first half a minute of the second half, Domkin, Smith, Esri, Bishop and Fox are the AIS side coming back out on the floor. Smith goes in and her pass is tapped away. Esri has to slide along the floor. She gets it back to Bishop, taps away to Fox, and as Fox puts up the shot, it will be Lauren King who fouls her. King, first personal foul.
And Christina Fox is going in the line to shoot two foul shots.
Yes, Fox at the line, only with the 1 point so far in this game, and her shot rattles off the back of the iron.
Actually, I think Christina has got 4 points, actually.
Oh,
she put that nice 3 points.
Yep, I was looking at the foul count.
Yeah, the fouls.
Was the higher number of
that's right.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, she goes for 5 points now, puts that second shot in.
Fox, 5 points for the game. As King gets the ball, right side to Flanagan, bounce past baseline, gets the wall. She turns around, her shot goes up so quick, and it is 8 points for Walsh. As a quick transition down the floor, Bishop looking, Krause just flexes the pass away, is looking to outlet it to Fox, and now Flanagan will run the floor. Flanagan pull up jump shot from the elbow, Bishop comes in, Krause is going to be called for the foul there, just crashing in on Abby Bishop. Jennifer Krause, first personal foul, and Patrick Brady just
pointing out that she's actually looks like she's had got maybe a finger in the eye, but she's okay.
Yeah,
so it was Krause we're talking about. She has done something, she's just wiping her eye, but she said she's okay.
Yeah, I don't know if she wears contacts, but Fox brings the ball down the left wing, goes to Bishop further down that wing now. Bishop trying to get around Krause, and Krause has been called for another foul. So, Jennifer Krause, second personal foul.
Jennifer Krause's arms just all over Abby Bishop as she's trying to pass the ball. So it's inbounding by Michaela Dobson on the foul line extended. She passes into Abby Bishop. Bishop passes back to Michaela Dobson, so that's a bounce pass into the...
Well, it's Mel Smith. Reverse layup didn't fall. Bishop has chased it down. Cox knocks it out of Bishop's hands. Bishop goes back and gets it, then kicks it out to the right side to Domkin. Smith, bounce pass over to Fox from the left lane. Fox, 7 points for the game. Interesting. Three fouls against Townsville here in the opening 2 minutes, none to the AIS.
Yeah,
that's a turnaround.
That is.
Something about the Canberra, I guess that's the Canberra City end, I'm going to call it. As Cox just dances around, drives the left lane, drives straight through Paddy Ray Esri, and the charging foul on Rani Cox. Cox,
Third personal foul.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Katie Ray was standing standing there.
Correction, first personal foul.
Yes.
Had her down in 21 there. That was Jennifer Krause who backed them up. Okay, Fox now sets up over the left-hand side. He goes right side to Domkins. At the top of the arc is Bishop. Bishop gives it back to Fox, who drives around the arc. Then goes to Domkins, Bishop. There's Mel Smith for three. Smith all net.
Mel Smith goes to 9 points for the game.
And the AIS rallying here, 32 plays 58, and Townsville starting to feel a bit of pressure into Cox. Cox, oh, just banks it off the glass. Cox, 12 points for the game. Domkins brings it back, just trying to set up. The AIS looked better when they were just setting their place. As the inbound pass goes to Smith, Smith crashes through Flanagan. But, the coach Kingsman's not happy about the no-call that happened just before that on Smith.
Yeah, yes, Smith got her arm dragged, got right off the ball. Should have been a foul on Rahani Cox, no-call. Just got to just play through this.
And, I didn't...
Called another foul on Krause.
Krause, third personal foul. Broussard to come in for Krause. And that's straight in. That's into the bonus now. 15 foul.
Mm.
Oh, and defensive.
No fouls on AIS called so far. So this is a...
7-point bonus game. Or 7-minute bonus game, I mean.
Yes.
Oh, Mel Smith looking for Fox with a bounce pass cutting baseline, but Flanagan reads it. She carries it down, kicks it left side for Cox for three. Bounces off the iron. Walsh crashes through. Bishop is the tall timber working with Fox to try and get it back. At half court, Flanagan gets in there. The pass was going to Katie Ray, but it's tapped away over the sideline. And AIS bounce pass it in from Domkins to Bishop. Bishop outlet to Fox for three. Rattles off. Broussard boxes out Bishop, and it will be Townsville's ball. King round the arc. Pulls up at Broussard. Broussard lost the dribble then. Was good enough to go back get it. Broussard, 12 points for the game.
It's not strong drive there by Claudia Broussard. Christina Fox brings the ball up to Mel Smith. Mel Smith puts it in Jamie Bishop. Goes for a nice even 2 points off the backboard.
Bishop, first 2 points for the game.
Flanagan brings the ball up, guarded by Christina Fox.
It's looking a lot better now as Broussard takes the ball at the top of the arc. Looking for cutters. It will be Flanagan that cuts to the basket. She fades away, gets it, goes around, drives baseline, and Mel Smith's been crashed into. She never had position there. So that's the first foul against the AIS. Mel Smith, third personal foul, subs for the AIS. Fox and Bishop sit down for Tomlinson and Lewis. Kerr comes in for Cox.
We have Flanagan on the line.
Flanagan to shoot two. And first one's all net. So I think Rachel Flanagan was one of the initial players to this franchise.
Yes, I think she's been there. I'm not quite sure if she is actually a local girl. Do you know where she's originally from?
No, but the program didn't have it either.
No.
I didn't bring the media guide with me.
No.
Professional as ever, I am. Flanagan lines up for the second. It's off the iron, and Tomlinson will take the rebound. Gives it to Katie Ray. Brings it over the half court. Goes right side to Domkins. Into the corner, Lewis. Lewis wrongs foot Flanagan, then finds Tomlinson worked under the basket by Kerr, but she comes back and gets it. Tomlinson, 5 points for the game. Right side goes to Walsh. Walsh backs away, kicks it left to Kerr. Kerr fakes, then gives it off to King, finds Flanagan. Inside now to Walsh, turnaround jump shot, and it goes short. So Domkins comes up with it. Bishop runs onto the pass that was tapped away by Walsh. Hands off to Katie Ray. Katie Ray brings it back to the centre. 15 seconds on the shot clock. There's the AIS set up. Katie Ray works to the right wing. Keeps the ball alive. Drives baseline. Pass Broussard. Kicks it out to Lewis. Lewis for three. It's short. Hey, Katie Ray comes in. Does the rebound.
Yeah, runs down. Passes to Molly Lewis under the basket. Passes out to Mel Smith on the three-point line. He launches the shot. unfortunately hits the ring and Flanagan comes up with the rebound.
Yeah, Kerr looked like she got into Tomlinson that time, as the foul is going to be called on Katie Ray.
Yeah, again, they're the types of fouls we don't need to give away. Flanagan's just driven the ball down the court and Katie Ray into the side of her. We just need to contain that.
Esri, third personal foul as Heritage and Wilson return to the floor for Townsville. So Heritage will bring the ball in from the side.
Kelly Wilson's been dangerous. Every time she's been on the court, she's managed to get two or three steals.
Yeah, interesting to see that Sydney would give up for Kelly.
Yes. I think when they were getting Alicia Poto back, they probably realised that they've seen just an out-of-bounds play there, I think.
Yeah, big block shot from Smith and Tomlinson, who've both got a piece of that ball, put it over the baseline. They've got the turnover to the AIS. Tomlinson dribbling the ball down, gives it right side to Domkins. Domkins to Katie Ray. Katie Ray, well, she was just too stagnant for too long, and Kelly Wilson just took it out of her hands.
Yes. That's what I was talking about. Kelly Wilson's dangerous. Every time she's been out there, she's just managed to harass the AIS players, particularly Katie Ray.
Yep, and Molly Lewis just went in after Broussard then. Looked like she was trying to tackle her as she fell to the ground. And the foul has been called. So three quick fouls here by the AIS. Fox and Munro coming into the game for the AIS as Domkins and Ezra sit down.
Yes, I think Dean Kingston's recognised that Kelly Wilson's just maybe a bit too experienced and too difficult for Katie Ray, so he's put Christina Fox on.
Lob pass over the top goes to Broussard. Smith just couldn't quite get into it. Yeah, she just couldn't quite get in position, and she was leaning on Broussard, so Broussard will go to the line. That will be the fourth personal foul on Mel Smith. So, Abby Bishop looking to come in with Felice Hellebron. Bishop in for Smith, Hellebron in for King. So an interesting change there.
Yes, I think they had to substitute Mel Smith out when she was getting into foul trouble again.
But King coming out, she'd done nothing wrong.
No, he's probably
team rotation.
Rotating his players.
Broussard made the first, rattled out the second. Bishop hands off to Fox. 64 plays 36, so the rally has stopped short of what it needed to be. Munro, first touch, over the top to Bishop, fadeaway jump shot doesn't fall. Tomlinson got enough on it to tap it back to Fox. Now it's lobbed over on the left lane to Tomlinson, who gives it back to Fox. Fox from the baseline, and 9 points for the game. So, right side is Hellebron. Munro leans on her. Hellebron can't get past her, so I have to go to the left side, find Heritage. Heritage goes back to Wilson. Wilson looking around, back into the left corner. That's Heritage trying to beat Lewis. Heritage backs away, then forward again. Doesn't lose the dribble. Cox running down. Wilson for three. Puts up an air ball. Broussard tries to stick it back in. It hadn't touched the ring, so it was a shot clock.
Yeah, violation there.
So, AIS in defence that time strong. 3:31 to go in the third term. Has been a much quicker term too, without all the stop-start of the fouls. Lewis, Munro, back to Tomlinson, outside the arc. Kerr watching her. Kerr just looked to try and slap it away. I think goes right side to Bishop, left side to Munro. Munro, 3 points! 64 plays 41 as the timeout has been called by Townsville.
Yes, I think the AIS had a couple of really nice passages of play. The girls are very enthusiastic, really supporting one another, and that was a really nice shot by Hayley Munro.
It was indeed. Moulton is the official game ball of the Price Attack WNBL, and don't forget you can catch all the Price Attack WNBL action right throughout the season on ABC television every Saturday and on ABC 2 every Sunday morning.
A much better quarter so far by the AIS. I think they've really got nothing to lose out there, so the girls are starting to really go for it. They've cut down on their fouls, which has made a big difference, as you said, to the pace of the game. Before, the game was just stopping and all the time with the AIS fouling and sending Townsville to the line. Townsville did get into foul trouble early, but there hasn't really been much difference to the AIS, because they've actually stopped fouling now, and the AIS haven't been able to capitalise on that early foul trouble with Townsville.
Yes, and just looking at it, I think AIS are leading this quarter on scoring.
Oh,
Yes, 15 points they've scored, and the 64 from 56 is only 8 points, isn't it?
Yes.
So, inbound ball goes from Kerr to Wilson. Wilson runs down the right wing, or runs down to the right wing. Foxy's just harassing her. Good to see Foxy back in the lineup. Hellebron goes to Wilson, back to Kerr. Kerr right side to Brassard. Brassard left side to Heritage. 3 points! 3 points for Heritage. She did that when she was a student.
Yes.
And she does it so often now in the Price Pack WNBL.
Yes, did that for Victoria quite a lot of times in underage championships.
Tomlinson to Fox, back to Tomlinson, who's driven, but Kerr with the block shot and taps it over the baseline. Dompkins returns to the floor for Lewis. And Munro to set up the play here, or to inbound the ball, looking for Fox. Fox from three-point land just puts up an air ball, and Hellebron will come up with it. Right side, Wilson gets the ball from Heritage Kerr underneath, and she'll put it back in over the 15. And Kerr just seems to find 15s on the court no matter where she goes.
Yes, AIS a little bit slow on transition defence that time.
Yep, Fox brings the ball back. It's 69-41 as Bishop works down the right lane, tries to dump it over to Dompkins, but Kerr gets in the way, and Heritage brings it back. Munro went after the ball. Heritage goes all the way, and Christina Fox is falling over when Heritage... Yeah, the foul was on Fox, so...
Yes, it was a blocking foul. She wasn't there. Tanya Heritage just took it really hard to the basket, and Fox was trying to get there to get the charge, but it was a little bit too late. So Tanya Heritage goes to the... put in two foul shots here. Oops, this is the first. Very unlike Tanya.
Yeah, well, it's too close for Tanya. She does like it from downtown. The second shot's all net.
Yes.
Tanya Heritage moves to 6 points for the game. That was the second personal foul on Christina Fox. Oh, Dompkins on the reverse. Just lost control of the ball there. Hellebron gets it. Left side. Heritage now out of range. She's on the corner. Oh, the pass, the low pass went into Kerr. Kerr had Tomlinson on her, and Tomlinson seals it off her. Munro, right side, inside to Herrick. Herrick fakes, goes out to Tomlinson. Tomlinson's pass is chopped. It's 11 seconds left on the shot clock as Dumpkin spins, weaves in the paint. Shot doesn't fall, and Heritage comes up with a rebound. Once again, the rebounding in offense is non-existent by the AS. Oh, Truckee, wrong foot.
Oh.
Tomlinson takes it herself. Heritage, 8 points for the game.
Yes, they've put their foot on the burner here, Townsville. Really lovely, some lovely transition baskets. And AIS seems to be a little bit unorganised in offence. The coach is calling out for them to move. They just really need to get themselves a little bit better organised down there.
It's the third, second personal foul now called on Kelly Wilson. Shearing and Esri coming back in for the AIS.
And I think that's two shots, so it looks like Christina Fox...
Yeah, well, they're in the bonus.
In the bonus, yes. So the referee's coming over the score bench just to...
They've been in the bonus for a while now. So...
He may be asking about the substitution, is he?
Yeah, maybe he thought he was about to sub the shooter.
Yes. Just making sure who was fouled, and if indeed Christina Fox is the person to...
Oh. Okay, so Ms. Michaela Dompkins, was it? No, it was Hayley Munro who was fouled. So Munro stands up and she will take a spot.
Okay, so yes, so they made a substitution on the girl who was actually going.
Yeah, because originally they set up for an inbound pass.
Yes.
Bit of confusion there.
Yeah, so Hayley Munro on the line, put the first shot in.
Yep.
Patty Ray will substitute her if this is successful.
And it is. Esri in as Munro makes the two. She's 5 points for the game as she sits down. So 1:07 left in the third turn. 72 plays 43 as Wilson carries it back. Fox watching her. Kerr looked like she was setting up left side for her, but it went to Hellebron. Hellebron goes to Wilson. Wilson, easy as you like. That's too easy.
Yes.
Wilson, 5 points for the game. Check that, 7 for the game.
Christina Fox to Elise Shearing. Elise Shearing looking, dribbles the ball, looking for a way to the basket. Kerr's in her way.
That was just travels.
Yes.
Double dribble.
Yes, Kerr got her hand on the ball, but it didn't. She didn't actually take possession from Elise. And Elise was trying a little bit too hard there and make something happen.
Wilson gets the inbound pass from Hellebron in the back clock. 33 seconds to go in the third quarter as Kerr has the ball around the arc, looking for Wilson, who's cutting to the baseline. They got the mismatch on Herrick, who then saw the ball over to Krause. Krause, 7 points for the game as she makes it. 18 seconds left, so last play if the AIS set up. Ezra looks to cut down, kicks out to Fox. Fox for three, rattles round. Herrick goes in after it. Shearing comes in. She has to throw the ball away so she doesn't get caught for the travel. Ezra for three off the side of the iron. Kerr will run down the rebound. At three-quarter time, the Sounds will fire. Lead the AIS 76-43. So, after a promising start to that quarter, the girls just let it get away as the experience at Townsville once again came to the fore.
Yes, just probably the last 3 or 4 minutes of that quarter, the Townsville girls just really put on the burners. They were just charging down the court and putting some nice shots in. Everything seemed to fall. The AIS girls, I think, again, it was a better quarter for them, no doubt. They didn't do any semi-silly fouls. Their defense was tough. Just Townsville just too good for them, though, their experience, and they've got some very nice players in this team. Very physical girls, too.
How difficult has this period been with the changes that have been going in on around the AIS program? Because new girls, but in years gone past, you've had new girls, but for, 15 years you had Coach Brown there, for 8 years you had Deb Cook there, which was a very stable platform to bring new people into.
Yes, it has been a big change to the program. A lot of the girls actually, the visiting teams, when they walk in, said how strange it feels to walk into the training hall and not see Phil Brown or Debbie Cook here. So, but Dean Kingston, he's a very experienced coach, and I'd have to say he's used to coaching a winning program. He was coaching over in South Australia before he came here. So this is, he has been struggling with the losses after the game. He's got to keep reminding himself that the job that he's doing here is making plays for the future, and all this is going towards. So it has been tough on Dean, but as I said, just got to keep reinforcing them and staying. He's been fantastic as far as staying positive with the girls, and just reinforcing that this is all about experience. It's all about the future with the AIS. These girls are just going to get better and better, and there's some exciting players out there. There's no doubt. And next year he'll obviously bring recruit the girls in that he wants. He's really inherited this team. Mm-hmm. And next year he'll be doing his own recruiting, offering scholarships and putting his mark on that team.
Well, Domkins to start the game for the AIS here in the final quarter. Krause gets the ball tapped away from Rachel Herrick, and now Domkins gets the ball bounded from the front court. No time off the shot clock in that whole exchange. She gets the ball over to Katie Ray. Right side is Herrick, sets up, goes back to Fox. Fox from the right side goes into Domkins, and this time, Lee Shearing has been called for an offensive foul.
Yes, he called a moving screen, and I really thought she got pushed off the screen. If anything, I really did think it was a foul on Townsville, so a little bit harshly done by, I thought, there, the AIS.
Second personal foul on Shearing as Townsville go Krause right side. Herrick watching her, then to Hellebron. Hellebron down the left lane, and it's slapped away by Rachel Herrick over the baseline. Kerr was the intended receiver, but got nowhere near it. Hellebron looking to inbound now, over the top to Krause. Krause will put it straight up and is fouled in the back by Christina Fox.
Yes, I think, yes, Christina was standing there with her hand straight up in the air, but unfortunately, as Krause took the shot, her hand did go on her arm and prevent her from making that shot.
Third personal foul for Christina Fox. Krause at the free throw line, short on the first of the free throws. Interesting, Tracy Beattie has that one-handed a shot, but yeah, everyone has shaked their head at, I know, but Krause has got a shot that doesn't have a lot of support in it either, but she starts from a lot lower in the body.
Yes.
Makes the second as Kraus, 8 points for the game. Fox now with three personal fouls. Dompkins back to Fox, sets up for three. Oh, puts up another air ball. And Kraus comes back with it. Heritage kicks down to Wilson. Yeah. Wilson, 9 points for the game.
Nice transition basket there. Just ball hardly hit the court. Just pass, pass, and a layup.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
And over the top, it is Herrick to Caddy Ray. Caddy Ray drives to the baseline. Shots will... Basket. Basket counts. Caddy Ray goes to the line as the foul has been called on Hellebron. Bishop, Schatz, and... Didn't see the third sub there.
No, sorry, I was watching the reading the stats here from three-quarter time.
Caddy Ray makes the bonus. 7 points for the game. As Wilson goes right side to Heritage. Heritage over the top to Kraus. Kraus gets it in the paint. Jump ball. And I think the jump ball will go to Townsville.
Yeah.
So in that case, you're better off not locking it up. But then if you don't turn the arrow back around, you're never going to get...
No.
It's a tough one.
You need to take the opportunities there because, as you're saying, you may not get the ball back that time. Next time you will.
Kerr gets it from three-point land and puts up an air ball. I don't think Annika's known for her long-range shot, so I haven't seen her doing that too often, but in that case, it's probably displayed why. Goes left side, Caddy Ray. Oh, tries to work around Wilson. Wilson's reached in. Wilson, third personal foul. Walsh looks like she wants to get into the game.
And Cox is coming back as well.
Walsh and Cox return to the floor for Kerr and Heritage. So, Tompkins inbound the ball, goes to Caddy Ray. Oh, Wilson just does it too easy. Waits for Caddy Ray to go up and down, and Wilson, 11 points for the game. Tompkins now has Hellebron watch her, lobs it over the top to Schatz. Schatz has got time to get back to it, although Walsh was watching it tight. Gives it back. Tompkins, 3 points.
Wow, that was range. That was way outside the three-point line. Michaela Tompkins. But that silly look in her eyes saying, well, we're going to go down, I'm going to give it all I've got here.
Yeah, stripping Hellebron of the ball, but she gets it back, gives it to Kraus. Left side to Walsh, back to Wilson. Wilson drives into the paint, and Wilson, 13 points for the game.
Playing a very nice game today, Kelly Wilson.
Yeah, she is indeed.
Pass from Ebsery, just way over the top of Rebecca Shaft's head. So Kraus to get the ball again with Wilson up the top, bringing the ball down the court.
Wilson leading equal high scorer in this Townsville side, and in fact leading equal high scorer on the court.
And Hellebron drives in and is fouled by Caddy Ray Ebsery, and she'll go to the line, get the two shots in.
Ezri's fourth personal foul as Smith and Lewis come in for Ezri and Schatz. If I say that name similarly twice during the game, that is more accident.
Actually, Caddy Ray thought she was going to be fouled out, but substitute out, but in fact, Lee Shearing. So,
right.
Caddy Ray stays on the court.
As it goes to Caddy Ray, in the left corner is Lewis. Turnaround jump shot from the baseline was Bishop, but she just didn't judge her range and went over the top of the iron. Cox comes back, gives it to Walsh. Walsh from just inside the three-point arc. Walsh, long-range two-pointer, moves her to 10 points for the game.
So I thought she actually got fouled on that shot as well, but she was strong enough to be able to finish it off.
Caddy Ray hands off to Smith. Around the arc it goes to Lewis, inside to Bishop. Bishop, oh, she went to kid it into the corner to Caddy Ray, but Wilson was just sitting there, had taken position already. Timeout is being asked for by Dean Skinson. Left side, Wilson goes to Walsh. Walsh now looking for options. Into the corner is Cox. Cox with Smith in front of her. Takes on Smith. Drives into the paint. Layup is good. Smith, 14 points for the game. Timeout called by the AIS.
Just looking at the stats here, actually, up to three-quarter time, Kelly Wilson had four steals for the game. She really anticipates very well, and she's a very strong player. She just anticipates the pass and just runs in there and cuts it off. And AIS haven't actually started this quarter off very well. They've running out of composure there, just trying to force passes that aren't on. They need to just settle down, get what they can out of this last quarter,
just really just settled down and played strong.
The Price Attack WMBL would like to thank Thermoskin, the official supplier of injury prevention products to the league. Also, when teams travel around the country, they travel on Virgin Blue, the official airline partner of the Price Attack WMBL.
Well, AIS have settled down. I mean, they still got 23 turnovers up till three-quarter time, but it's a lot better than as half-time they were already on 17. So it was a pretty good third quarter for the AIS. They were 17 to Townsville 20, so they're only outscored by 3 points that third quarter. But this last quarter, they need to carry on with that good work that they did in the third quarter.
Katie Ray with the ball in hand, Wilson watching her bounce pass over to Lewis. Lewis puts the ball on the floor, goes back to Katie Ray on the right wing. Now Katie Ray just looking, takes on the baseline itself, shot rattles off the iron. Oh, Falcons, Hellebron, and first Falcon of the game to Celeste Hellebron. As it just whacked her in the head off the iron and over the baseline. Yeah. It should be the AIS ball, it is. Yeah. Inbound pass from Donkins to Katie Ray over the top to Donkins, working on the low post left side. Bishop taps it back, but Cox will take possession. Wilson can't quite run it down in time.
Rahati's pass was just a little bit too far out in front of Wilson. She's fast, but she just couldn't run that ball down. So AIS ball from the inline. Melissa Smith passes it into Katie Ray Ebsery, who brings the ball up the court. Townsville in a man-to-man defence.
40 points the difference at the moment as Smith works baseline, kicks it out to Tompkins. Tompkins downtown, short on the shot. Krause gets the rebound, gives it off to Cox. Cox, oh, pushes it straight in. That was a hard pass too. Tompkins was ready for it. She goes into the paint. Kelly Wilson strips her of the ball and Hellebron will get it back. Hellebron bounce pass over to Walsh, and Walsh has just crashed through Lewis, and that will be a...
He actually called a foul on Molly Lewis.
Lewis was there for a half an hour before Walsh crashed through.
Wow, that was definitely a charge. I mean, she didn't even really have control of the ball. She's just jumped in the air and bounded into Molly Lewis. How in the world they've called the foul on Lewis is beyond me. They obviously saw something that we didn't see.
Yeah, watching another game perhaps. Walsh gets the first as the second's on its way, rattles around. Mel Smith got a touch on it. Well, I thought Smith got the touch on it, but it will be an AIS ball. She'll bring it in from the side. Yeah. So 5:45 left to go in the game. It's 90 plays, 49. So 41-point lead to Townsville. As Tompkins is absolutely mugged by Krause and Hellebron. She smart move there. She let the ball go to the ground, but couldn't get out of the trap in the end. Krause will come up with it.
Yes, they just double-teamed her on the baseline. And with the baseline and the two plays, she really didn't have anywhere to move. So Townsville come up with the ball. Over to Wilson. Wilson into King. King stripped from the ball from Mel Smith. Mel Smith lob passes to Ebsery, who puts the 2 points in.
Ebsery, 9 points for the game.
Wilson into Hellebron, back to Wilson. Wilson brings the ball up the court.
And still, it is Townsville dominating here, but the AIS getting a few turnovers.
Yes.
Coach Herbert won't be happy with the way this game's finishing off with the AIS rallying. Mm-hmm. Krause tries to go. Katie Ray and Wilson lock up the ball. Katie Ray took hands on the ball when she was horizontal to the ground. Coach Kinsman had called for a timeout. Timeout called by the AIS.
Yes, I don't think Dean Kinsman's really that pleased with some of the refereeing decisions that's going on here. The AIS, seems to be, I mean, they're young girls and they are playing against women, but at the same time, a foul's a foul, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't really matter, even there. And Townsville are a lot stronger than the AIS girls, but they have come off a few times on the wrong side from the court, it looks like.
Yes, 90 plays 51, with 4 minutes 49 left to go in the game.
And, well, Coach Kinsman, I know when Coach Brown was here, he was always setting goals with the team. I know, I think last season one of Coach Brown's goals was they would get within 10 points of every team they played in one of the three games. What sort of goals have the team set?
I think with Dean, he's more or less got this motto of do the best that you can do. Be the best that you can be. I mean, whether that's good enough to get wins, we'll see, but he's just really getting the girls to, every time they go out there, efforts, he's emphasising to just try your hardest, and he's happy with that. If he comes away with a game, he thinks, well, the girls have done the best that they can, they've tried the hardest, and he's quite happy with it.
Esri's got the ball now as she works around the top of the arc, goes to Domkin, has to go inside to Lewis, who is running hard on the baseline. She hands up to Bishop. Bishop in the paint. Bishop, 4 points for the game, and Council have done a huge job on Bishop today. She's been one of your leading lights in the paint this year.
Yes, they've obviously targeted her. That was a nice left-hand drive, though, by Bishop, and he almost comes up with a steal there. There's another substitution with Luella Tomlinson coming on for Michaela Dobkins.
Tomlinson in for Dobkins, Flanagan in for Wilson.
So Townsville ball from their baseline, with King passing in to Flanagan.
Gives it to Walsh.
Walsh, yes.
Yeah, out to Flanagan, into Krause, and Krause, well, the points will count, and I think Bishop has been called for the foul. We'll see whether it's 14 or 15. Yep.
15.
Abby Bishop, fourth personal foul.
And AIS are in the bonus with 4 minutes to go, which means every time they foul now, Townsville will go to the line. Yeah. So we have Krause here. Let's see if she can make two in a row.
Sets up now. And, oh. Well, she only has to go for the bonus
shot. The layup. The 2 points did count, so she just had the bonus.
So I guess her two shots did all go in. Smith now works up, drives right lane on King. The layup didn't fall, but King will be called for only her second personal foul. Second personal foul on Lauren King. Smith
to the line.
Yep, it is Smith to the line. Just that wasn't sure on that call the way they were walking around. First shot is all net. So Smith to 10 points for the game. Rattles off. Smith 10 points for the game.
And of course, 93-54. 64 to Townsville to rack up.
I think if the AIS can keep him under 100, that would be a good result. King, she lost the dribble in, so she had to kick it to Flanagan on the left side. Bounce pass into Krause in the paint. Krause has got the ball in off the glass, and Bishop, her fourth personal foul.
Nice little executed screen and roll there. Krause put the screen on and then just rolled to the basket, got a bounce pass back.
I called Bishop Bennett. I should have called Lewis.
Lewis, yes.
Lewis, fourth personal foul. My bad.
So Krause at the line again, just gets the bonus shot.
Sub on the shooter. Annika Kerr into the game for Jennifer Krause.
Bishop from the line passes into Christina Fox, dribbles up the court.
Fox goes right side. Smith gives a good screen.
Yes.
3 points. 12 for the game for Christina Fox.
Yeah. There was a screen there by Mel, but then she just rolled to the basket and Christina was left unattended, so she just put it up.
Hellebron kicks into King, out to Kerr. Kerr drives into the paint. This time Kerr took on Smith, and it has to be a foul against Kerr. That's got me beat.
I think Mel Smith...
Mel Smith, the fifth personal foul. Smith with 10 points for the game.
Yes, Kerr looked like she had all the contact, didn't she? She actually drove into her, but I guess they might have thought that Mel Smith was actually moving, so they've called her on the foul, and she's actually out of game.
If your feet are planted, your body can do whatever it's like, can't it?
Well, I suppose you can't really sort of move into the girl. Maybe that's what they saw.
Well,
I'm trying to be kind to the referee.
Yeah, because you're part of the club here. You've got to be careful. I suppose you could get fined. As the ball's on the right hand side. Bishop gets it on the right lane, kicks it over. to Fox on the left-hand side, Tomlinson on the left lane. She tried to get it back to Foxy, who was cutting to the baseline, but it wasn't to be, and King will bring it down. Flanagan in the paint, Kerr, outside to Hellebron, but the pass was way too wide and hot for Hellebron in the turnover. We'll go to the AS. 97 plays 57, so it's a 40-point ball game as Herrick wants to get back into the game. Fox working to the left side, gives it off to Tomlinson, fakes the jump shot, wants to hand it back to Fox, who's harassed by Flanagan, goes back to Shearing. Shearing from the right elbow, shot doesn't fall. Fox tried to get in there and Flanagan got last touch on it, so it will be the AIS ball as Bishop sits down for Rachel Herrick. As they cut hard here, Fox gets it up around the arc, goes Herrick to Munro. Munro then back to Shearing for a big long range three, hit the iron and came out. King comes up with it. King sets up on the right, Walsh on the left, Hellebron. Hellebron drives baseline, layup is not there, but a foul called on Rachel Herrick, second personal foul. As Herrick just in and quickly gets that foul on Hellebron.
Yes, I think a bit of her arm as she was shooting there.
Yeah, Hellebron misses the first, so not expensive that foul. Only the half money if that one goes in, as it does. 98 plays, 57, 2 minutes and 2 seconds left to go in the game. Townsville with the lead. Fox cuts left side, works around the arc, goes to Herrick on the left lane. Herrick has a ball slapped away by Kerr. Hellebron comes up with the ball, works it down the right hand side, pull up jump shot from about 15 feet. Tomlinson comes in and will take possession. Hellebron going back in after it. No, it was Walsh coming up with it with King as Tomlinson slaps the ground when she gets back up. Flanagan tries to bounce pass it off to Walsh. Walsh will come back with it as Hayley Munro and also Elise Shearing all get in each other's way. The ball goes back to King from 3-point territory. She puts up a shot that doesn't go down. Shearing under the net gets the pass from Munro. Shearing, first point for the game. She was camped there almost for about 5 seconds till Munro worked out she had to kick it into her. As Flanagan goes right side to Hellebron. Hellebron now looking for options over the top to Kerr. Kerr bounce pass, was looking for Flanagan, who was cutting to the baseline, but I think came off Herrick's knee, and it's over for a Townsville ball. 1 minute 16. 7 seconds on the shot clock, so defence has to be good. Hellebron having trouble getting it in, has to go long to King. King goes left side to Walsh. Walsh downtown, 3-point up, net!
Yeah, well, the shot clock was winding down there. It was about 4 seconds, so she thought, well, I'm all alone out the top here. I may as well go for it, and she did.
101, so I'm no judge. 101 to 95.
Yes.
As I thought the AIS might have been able to keep them under three figures.
It's going to be a huge win for Townsville. They'll be very happy with the game. They've also been able to manage to get a lot of their bench players in. So Shearing's got the ball there, takes the dribble, loses control of it. Kerr comes up with it, dribbling down the court, over to Hellebron. Foul.
Rejected Tomlinson.
Kerr comes up with actually the rejected shot and puts 2 points in. So AIS have the ball here. Christina Fox tries to lob it into Luella Thompson, but the pass is over her head. So possibly turn over to the AIS again there.
Yeah, Llewellyn just saying she was pushed in the back.
Yeah, so maybe in the nudge there. It's a bit hard to tell from where we were.
Flanagan carrying it down, gives it to Walsh. Hayley Munro trying to go with a block shot down the other end.
Yeah.
And Munro has the first personal foul called on her, tech foul on
Luella
Tomlinson.
Yes, I think Luella actually pointed out to the referee that down the other end of the court she was in fact pushed in the back, and the referee has consequently called a technical foul on her, pointing that out to us.
Yep, and
so it will be two shots and then possession from the foul line, from the sideline for Townsville. First shot goes in.
Walsh makes the first, moves her to 15 points for the game. She makes the second.
so.
And is she going to...
Now she'll get two more, won't she, from the tech? She'll get two for the foul from Munro, she'll get two for the tech foul, and then they'll get possession. So Walsh hits the third. Hits the four. Walsh, 18 points for the game. Townsville, four possessions. Flanagan gets the inbound pass from Lauren King. Fox watching her, goes right side to Walsh. Walsh, left side, or goes back to the centre, Kerr, left side now, Flanagan. Flanagan, ball on the floor, drives into the paint, kicks it out to Walsh. Walsh then drives to the elbow, shot is short for Bishop. And Bishop, that will put her out of the game. Bishop's fifth personal foul. Lewis in for Bishop. 4 points for Bishop tonight. And Lewis coming back in. Walsh going back to the line, so she's going to have a nice little tally here. Goes to top scorer, and 19 points now. She makes the first. Important not to drive at the free throw line when you're getting a lot. And Walsh, 20 points for the game. Townsville, 109 to 59. 50-point lead as Hellebron first, second personal foul. As Lewis will inbound the ball. Goes to Munro. Munro for a long range two, doesn't fall. Hellebron comes up with it. Lewis tried to get in there in the contest. From half court, air ball. That would have been a way for Hendrika Walsh to finish off the game. At full time, the Townsville Fire have defeated the AIS 109 to 59. When's the next game? Well, the AIS just having a tough night out, so...
Yes, and they've got to go to Melbourne next week and play Dandenong and Boleyn, so they've actually had quite a lot of home games, the AIS, so maybe good for them to get on the road. And yeah, this was a huge defeat for the AIS, tonight by 50 points. I mean, there were some good signs there, we said in the third quarter, but the AIS just a little bit overpowered tonight, and they actually ran the court very well, Townsville. It was just a lot of transition baskets. I mean, they really moved the ball up and down that floor very quickly and scored a lot of transition baskets. They're really improving, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. I think if they can get into the five, they're really going to push quite a few teams, I think. Rahani Cox didn't have a big game tonight, but she didn't have to. You know, the other girls were playing well. Townsville actually substituted quite freely, gave a lot of their bench girls a lot of court time for that day, which is really what you want to, because you need to do that when you're playing against the tough teams. You need to be able to bring players in and know that you're not just not relying on a couple of players to do it. And they really went down to their you know, 10th player today, played very well.
Well, we'll speak to the coaches and then come back and wrap up the game.
Okay. Andrea Walsh would say good minutes for you out there this afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. I'm obviously looking, you know, to make the most, I suppose, of my opportunities. And, yeah, it was good to obviously play a little bit better than I have been the past couple of weeks.
And well, the AIS gave you plenty of opportunities there to get some free throw practice at the end.
Yeah, they did foul a fair bit towards the end, so obviously... we took advantage of that and started to hit our foul shots towards the end, but overall I think our foul shot percentage wasn't that great, so we'll be obviously doing extra practice this week to rectify that.
Well, at least split the road trip 1-1, which is well, not what you wanted to come down here with, but better than what it could have been.
Yeah, it's better than obviously going 0-2. Would have been great to get Sydney Friday night, but you know, we've won against the Institute today, so we're looking at now stringing a few wins together at our home court in November.
All the best for that.
Thank you.
Well, Dean, it's been a frustrating night tonight for you. 50-point game, but the team is still playing in patches, such as young teams do in this league.
Yeah, certainly. First quarter, we had some opportunities that we just didn't capitalise on. And 10 turnovers to start the quarter, we couldn't help. But then, having said that, only been 10 down at quarter time. Our second quarter was just... I'd rather not talk about it. We'll just move off of that. But yeah, then we came out with a bit of fire in the third quarter. But I guess that's the roller coaster that we're on at the moment. And hopefully we can just level it out a little bit and stop having such highs and such lows. So
You once again were able to give your bench plenty of time too, so it's important, I guess, in this developing all the players and as much as it is as getting wins.
Well, yeah, look, you know, obviously with the situations that we're in, we've got to give people opportunity, and I guess the best place for them to improve is out on the floor. They're not going to get any better sitting on the bench, so you know, we rotate our girls through and give them opportunities, and hopefully that through that experience in games to come or years to come, that they'll be better for it, and that's really what it's about. And it'd be just nice to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for us and actually transfer. Like, we did have a good week on the training court this week, but obviously the games are another step up again with the level of intensity and physicality, and you know, we've got to learn how to cope with that a little bit better. But, so yeah, we'll keep working at it.
And I guess one of the critical things early was the amount of fouls that you were giving away, and you just can't give any team that many trips to line.
Oh, certainly. They had 24 foul shots before half time, and you know, just getting caught out of position, and you know, a lot of our fouls are fairly soft sort of fouls, and you know, we need five people playing together, so we eliminate that. You know, it definitely is hurting us. So again, some another area that we can improve upon.
Well, all the best on the road next week.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'd be good to get away. I think people have seen enough of us here, so it'd be nice to get away and get the group together. And you know, sometimes that brings people together. Like, we got really two hard games, Bulleen and Dandenong, but just being away, I think, will be a good thing for us. So hopefully we can enjoy that.
All the best.
Thanks, mate.
Dave Herbert, a good result here. Impressive win in the end.
Yeah, it's good. Obviously, the AIS are a young group, so they got a lot to work on yet, but they're going to get better as the season progresses, for sure.
And you're able to run the bench too. That's a good minutes for everyone on your club today going into the Canberra game next week.
Yeah, that's right. You get some confidence back into people like Andrea Walsh and Sliss Hilbron. So I think everyone contributed really well today.
Well, congratulations for a good win tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Kelly Wilson, move up north, how have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, definitely enjoy it. It's a lot more relaxed lifestyle than Sydney, but so far so good.
You're having a blinder out there today. I think you had about five steals up to halftime. I haven't seen the end stats, but at one stage there, you were equal leading point scorer as well on the court.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was a good team effort today, as you can see from the scoreboard, but we really needed to come out today and have a good win.
You go up against Canberra next weekend up at the Entertainment Centre. You looking forward to that game?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to it. It's a huge game for us. We've really got to get the win after we lost to Sydney on Friday night, so all the girls are really pumped up for it.
And coming back to the AIS, a bit different with no Brown or Cook in the lineup.
Yeah, isn't it? Total change, but the AIS did well today. They took it as at the start and did a good job.
And what about the move up north? How have you enjoyed that?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I'm at uni up there, and as I said before, it's a relaxed lifestyle, and I'm really enjoying the basketball aspect of things as well.
All right, well, all the best for next weekend and for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Lisa Scaglia joins us now, and well, frustrating time for you, Lisa. You got your first couple of games in the Price Attack WNBL, and then it all came to nothing here on the AIS training hall, where, well, the knee injury is extremely serious.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this season, and to only get 1.5 games is pretty disappointing. But it's done now, and then I'll be sitting on the sideline for quite a while now, so there's nothing I can do about it.
The operation, it's a reasonably routine operation these days. Footballers and basketballers all seem to be regularly in for this sort of thing, but
yep.
Well, there were some complications there.
Well, when I dislocated my knee, when it came back, it took cartilage off the back of the patella, so they have to go in and graft my cells, and that takes 6 weeks to grow, so I've had an arthroscopy, and then so on the 13th of December, I'm going to have my big operation, which will replace the cartilage, and they're also going to realign my kneecap so that it doesn't happen again.
Okay, so bionic knee at the end of that, and you're looking to January 07 to
yep.
come back into the Price Attack WNBL.
Yes.
What do you do? What do coaches Kinsman and Basso work out for you as a program whilst you've got such a prolonged period off the court?
Well, just to try and stay involved as much as I can here, I guess. Come out, support the girls, you know, do the trainings and that sort of thing. But it'll be a lot of rehab for me. I'm going back home at the end of this season, so in February I'll be leaving. So just going back home, getting... just doing my rehab right, and then trying to get back into it again.
Do you obviously, because you've been in Canberra now for the school season and everything, you're wrapping up your schooling here?
Yeah, school finishes this week.
All right. So you then have the Christmas break, and that's when you depart company for the short term?
Yeah, I'll go home for the two-week break that we've got on the 18th of December, and then I'll come back here again on the 2nd of January, and then just stay around here and finish off the season with the girls, just encouraging them as much as possible, and then graduating around the 1st of February, going back home.
Oh, so you're graduating out of the AIS program, hey?
Yes.
Okay, so I thought maybe they were putting on a hiatus for whilst you do the recovery.
No, I'll do all the recovery back home.
Okay, and what have you thought about your year here in the program?
Is
it a year? Or is it?
It started at the end of January. In a way, I'm glad that, because I got to get the GEMS over with this, I got that done this year, but it's been a pretty good year. I had another operation in the beginning of this year, so I was a bit slow getting into things again in the beginning of the year, and now this come at the end of the year, it's kind of, it's a bit of a pain, but I guess I can't really do anything about that, and for what I was enjoying it, and it was great fun, but now it's over for a while.
What does the program teach you? On top of, obviously, the skills and training and the discipline that the program offers, I know that the AIS pride themselves in not just making basketballers, not just making swimmers, but making better people as well.
Yeah.
How is that all working with what they've been trying to teach you and the life lessons they're trying to pass on?
It teaches you to be more responsible for yourself, not just in basketball, out of basketball, with having to do your own washing, cleaning up after yourself, and I don't know, just you have to learn to grow up faster here than what you do, because you don't have your parents, you have people around you supporting you, like all the physios, the doctors, the psychologists, everyone, the coaches, but you're still away from home and you still need to learn to grow up quicker than what you would have if you were back home, because you've got more responsibility for yourself.
So that's going to be an adjustment in itself if you're heading back home. You've just had this year of independence.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, it'll be good. Now Mum can look after me again, Mum and Dad. But
getting the washing and ironing done.
Yeah, for the first few months it'll be a bit like that, because I'll be on crutches and I won't be able to walk on my full body weight on my knee for 3 months after the operation, so it'll be a bit of laying on the couch, Mum, can you get me this? But no, I'll try not to go back to my old ways of just, Mum, you can do everything. Just try and help out around the house a bit more.
Mm. Well, we do wish all the best for the recovery, and I know that they've been finding jobs for you to do on the bench there, and you haven't had to climb the tower yet to do the videoing, but that's one of the jobs they normally get you girls that have been out for a while.
I know, I'm lucky. I'll just say the brace won't let me go up there. It's pretty stiff, so I won't be able to climb up that tower.
Well, all of us have a great Christmas, and well, no doubt we'll be seeing you back in the ProStack WNBL. Perhaps not with an AIS, bodysuit, but you don't use them anymore. Not with an AIS singlet on, but perhaps with one of the other clubs there.
Yes, thank you.
Wrapping up here now from the AIS training hall, looking at the box scores, where leading scorer 20 points for Andrea Walsh. We also had 14 points apiece to Jennifer Cruz and Rahani Cox, then 13 points apiece to Claudia Brassard and Kelly Wilson. 9 points to Annika Kerr, 8 points apiece to Tenya Heritage and Lauren King, 7 points to Celise Hellebron. Everyone scoring from the Townsville Fire. The shooting percentages for the game, it was Townsville shooting at 52.9, and from the field, from the three-point arc, 35.7, and free throws 66.7, something that they will need to work on. They had 48 trips to the line, converting on 32 occasions. For the AIS, leading scorers were jointly 12 points to Michaela Dompkins and Christina Fox, 10 points to Mel Smith, then 9 points to Katie Ray Esri, 5 points to Hayley Munro, and also to Llewellyn Tomlinson, 4 points to Abby Bishop, of course. The shooting percentage there, 34.3% from the outside the arc, 35.3%, and from the charity stripe, 77.8%. Townsall led at every change here and went round out winners 109-59. On behalf of Dale Barnes, this is Craig Revell wrapping up for AIS Basketball on sportradio.com.au.